Hi there, friends. Welcome to the Rise Up and Radiate podcast. So listen, we have a little background noise today. I am recording during a storm. So if you're hearing thunder and things, that's what's going on. This is just for your listening pleasure. But I want to welcome you today to our soul care episode of the month. And today, it's all about empowering you with the truth that the places that may feel broken in your heart and soul can be healed. Healing is for you. The world may say, oh, that's just the way you are, or that's just your trauma, or they may give you labels, but friends, we are in a battle for your soul. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 6:12, for we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. So I find that we aren't often afraid to talk about spiritual warfare. But when we start to talk about the dark forces or the demons at work behind the dark forces, it can start to make people a little shifty. But listen, don't ignore me, don't turn me off, because I'm finding as I do soul care work that often these evil rulers or these dark demonic entities that are in the heavenly places want to take advantage of our vulnerabilities and the wounds of our souls. 1 Peter 5:8 in the Amplified Version says, be sober, well-balanced, and self-disciplined. Be alert and cautious at all times. The enemy of yours, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, fiercely hungry, seeking someone to devour. The enemy has come to steal, kill, and destroy. So when things happened in your childhood, as a teenager, as a young adult, as an adult today, that broke parts of your heart, it's possible that the enemy was prowling around in those moments trying to take advantage of the vulnerabilities because he's vicious and he's ferocious. So he can move through these open doors of trauma and pain and hurt and plant lies there. He can plant limiting beliefs there. He can even cause us to create coping mechanisms that will help us survive, that once we grow up or grow into different places and spaces in our lives, we can find ourselves stuck in. So just like in the animal kingdom, you don't see lions going after the strong. They're going after the sick, the feeble, the kiddos, right? And that is no different for the enemy and how he comes after us. So I'm finding in my life and in the people that I'm working with that they can be so frustrated, angry, disappointed, and even discouraged because they're reading the Word of God. They're seeing that Jesus says they can be free. They see that they have the power and authority of God, that they're seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, but they're struggling here on earth to know how to walk in who God says they are. And listen, I was no different. We read in the Bible that, and we see Jesus delivering people, healing them, restoring them. But then, we are stuck. We are frustrated. When Jesus died so we could experience what he gave to every person during his earthly ministry. Okay, so if you've placed your faith in Jesus, you don't only carry the power to do the same as he did through his spirit, but you can also carry the hope that the healing that we read about is for you too. Let that sink in. And if you're listening to this and you've never made a profession of faith, you've never put your trust in Jesus, I want to invite you into relationship with him. Jesus came as a human, but he was also God, but he denied the God part of him so he could live like a human just like me and you. He faced the same struggles we face, yet without sin. And he became the perfect sacrifice to die for us, to take all the judgment, to take all the shame, to take all the abuse, the trauma, what makes you feel neglected, maybe the abandonment or rejection, maybe your security, maybe what makes you feel safe. He came to carry all of the things that maybe stole those things away from you so you could live whole and free and complete in Jesus Christ. And then when he returned after dying on the cross, resurrecting, claiming death and hell, he gave us and left us his Holy Spirit. And his Holy Spirit is what empowered him to do signs and wonders, to cast out the demons, to raise the dead, to heal the sick. And that same Holy Spirit lives in you and I. And so if you're listening to this and you've never heard the gospel, which is that Jesus died and he came so he could take your stuff, become a substitute for you. So God doesn't look on you. He looks on Jesus and now make you whole. If you're like, man, I want to do that. I want to receive this gift. I want to allow Jesus to be able to heal the parts of my heart that may feel broken. Then just accept him. Say in faith, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for me. I believe that you rose from the dead and that you conquered death. I know that I've done some bad things, and those things separate me from you. But today I'm putting my faith and trust in the finished work of Jesus that he purchased on the cross, that took all my guilt and placed it on him so I could take on his righteousness and be made whole. In Jesus' name, I accept the free gift of salvation. I accept your life for mine. And I thank you today, Jesus, for saving me. If you've just prayed that prayer and you believe in your heart, the Bible says, and you confess with your mouth, you'll be saved. And so if you made that choice, would you email me? In the show notes, there will be my email address. I would love to hear that. By the way, if you did pray that, angels in heaven are rejoicing right now over you because you're a new person brought to the family. So welcome to the family. But now that we know this, and now that we understand what can be ours in Christ, I want to lead us to the verse that this week's Soul Care episode is going to just break down for us. And it's Psalms 147:3. And in the Amplified Version, it says, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds, healing their pain and comforting their sorrow. So I have a question for you. As you're listening, I just want to encourage you, this would be a great episode to listen to with a notebook or a journal to process through with me. Or if you're just listening, then I want to encourage you, as I'm asking questions and taking you through this episode today, I don't want you to just listen. I want you to be a participant because I believe as you listen, Jesus wants to heal and restore your heart. So if I ask a question and you can tell there's something coming up for you, I want you to hit the pause button. And I just want you to talk it out with the Lord or yourself, or grab your notebook and journal through this, because let me tell you, my brother, my sister, healing is for you. So as we go through this verse, I want to encourage you, if God is revealing a pain or a sorrow from your past or what's happening in your present, let him move in that and keep listening. I really believe we're going to minister to that part of your soul today. So when we read this verse and it says he heals, heals is the Hebrew word rapha, and it means to cure, cause to heal, physician, repair thoroughly, and make whole. So what do you need God to make whole today? If you're journaling, write it down. If you're processing as you listen, press pause and just start saying it out loud. Welcome back. Now, when it says he heals the broken, in Hebrew, the word broken is shabar, which means to break in pieces, to burst, literally or figuratively, to break down, off in pieces, break up, crush, destroy, hurt, quench, or tear. So what has felt is broken in pieces, crushed, hurt, ripped, or even blown up in your life? My friend, that thing that you're feeling bubble up in your memory, that's the Lord. And He wants you to bring those pieces of your heart to Him. So pause. If something's coming up, I just want you to talk it out and process it with the Lord. If you're journaling, take this time to journal that out. So it says, He heals the broken. We've talked about those words. Now we're going to look at what heart means. And heart in Hebrew is lev, and it represents the inner man, mind, will, heart, or understanding, soul, or memory. I think it's really interesting that even our understanding and our memories from the dark of life that we've experienced can be broken and can represent the broken fill in the blank that God wants to heal. So even the misunderstandings that were developed because of trauma you experienced, because of pain, because of hurt, because of grief and loss, God wants to restore them. So is there anything in your heart, your inner man, your mind, your will, your understanding, your soul, your memory that God is bringing up that He wants to hear? Let Him know what that is today. Now, as we continue, it says, but Jesus wants to bind them up for you. Bind up in Hebrew is kabash, meaning to tie, to bind on or up, to wrap firmly, especially like a turban, a compress, or a saddle. So the Holy Spirit, as I was going through this, told me to look up the word compress and get the definition. And it's a pad of absorbent material pressed into part of the body to relieve inflammation or stop bleeding. And I am here to tell you today that Jesus wants to stop the bleeding of the places that feel broken in your soul. He wants you to bring them to Him so He can restore them. He wants to cancel and redeem, which means buy back the places in your soul that the enemy desired to steal, kill, and destroy so you can be whole. You see, the world needs you whole, so you can walk out your kingdom, God-given purpose and assignment within the body of Christ, so we can draw more to knowing Him, so they can be whole, they can be healed, they can be set free, and then we can set other people free and set other people free, and so they can experience the life that comes in relationship to Jesus. So what in your life needs to be tended by the Good Shepherd? What do you need Him to bind up or to put pressure on to stop the bleeding? If we keep reading, after He says He binds up the wounds. Wounds is a tesebeth in Hebrew, and it represents pain, hurt, injury, sorrow, or wound. Jesus came to bind up the pain, the hurt, the injury, the sorrow, and the wounds of your soul. If you're like, okay, I'm ready, I want you to simply say, Lord, I give you whatever's come up, and then tell Him all the wounded, painful places that He may be giving you revelation to, that He wants you to lay at His feet. And I'm going to pray over you. Lord, I pray that you would give the listeners a picture or something that represents them, that laying these things, these painful places, these wounded parts of their soul at your feet, God, so you can begin to help them see in their mind's eye how they're physically making that transfer to you. Then I want you to ask Him to help you forgive each of those people who maybe were involved or responsible or played a part in the wounding and the pain. And let me clarify, guys, forgiveness doesn't excuse, it doesn't dismiss or even condone what they did, but it allows Jesus to carry all the pain and the hurt and the wounding that he died to bear so you wouldn't have to. And I want to expound upon this a little bit. When Jesus died on the cross, he bore all the pain, all the shame, all the hurt, all the brokenness for you. He chose to do that for you so you wouldn't have to. And forgiveness says, Lord, thank you. I'm not going to be there, judge or jury. I'm going to release in forgiveness them back to you so I no longer feel the effects of the wounds of what was done to me. Okay? Woo, y'all. So take a few minutes and just start to list out, hey, this person did this to me and it affected me this way. But Jesus, I will no longer be their judge or their jury. I lay them at your feet, or I see this happening. I'm handing them over to you. They're being washed in a water. The part of the ugh that the enemy used to come at me, I am washing that be washed away by the blood of the Lamb, and that I am now being restored and made new. Listeners, I wanted this to be a soul care episode because I just want you to be able to experience the soul care that can be provided when we come to the Holy Spirit through the power of God because of what Jesus did for us so we can be made whole, and give you a taste of what God has for you. The word of God can be a balm. And when we study and when we learn to apply it, it can literally give us insight and revelation to help us know and understand more so we can experience the freedom that Jesus died to give us. So as I close today, I want to read this devotion from I Hear His Whisper, written by Brian Simmons and Gretchen Rodriguez. So close your eyes and just sit under this. Pain is healed in my love. In the safety of my love is where pain heals. Some wounds I heal slowly with gentle breath that won't quench a sacred ember of hope. I bring you back to life. I cradle you safely in my arms. Other times I come roaring with such passionate might that you're healed in an instant. No matter how I heal you, and I do heal you, but you must let me fall into my arms off the edge of despair. Come into unreserved trust in me and let go of your pain. Place it in my hands, my nail-scarred hands. Choose to relinquish the identity of your pain that you have connected with. Remember who I am and who you are. It's okay to feel pain, but it cannot define you, beloved. Give me your reasons for holding on to the pain. Surrendering doesn't make you weak. It makes you brave. Though it can feel scary at first, I will knock down those walls you've erected to protect yourself. Don't worry. I will be right by your side. I love the verse that they use. It's Psalms 34, 18 and 19 from the Passion Translation. And it says, the Lord is close to all whose hearts are crushed by pain, and he is always ready to restore the repentant one. Even when bad things happen to the good and godly ones, the Lord will save them and not let them be defeated by what they face. If you are a child of the King, you bear his righteousness. He doesn't see you as a sinner and as a God-forsaken, something he can't look upon. He sees you as his righteousness, his beloved, his cherished, his holy nation, his royal priesthood. the one that he chose. So Lord, I just want to pray over every listener that's under the sound of my voice. God, I thank you that you literally came to heal our wounds. I think of the scripture in Isaiah that says, by your stripes, we are healed. And I pray, Lord, that you are moving through this episode in powerful ways, helping people to understand that they don't wrestle against the people who cause them pain. They're wrestling against the dark forces, the demonic entities who have come, Lord, to hijack and abort the kingdom mission that you've created their life to live. And Jesus, I thank you that right now they are being set free. They are being restored. They are being put back together. Holy Spirit, where they're releasing people in forgiveness, I pray that your living water would flow into each of those broken places and start bringing it back to its original intent as though it was never broken. God, thank you for being the restorer and the redeemer and the revealer, so you can heal us. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to thank you so much for listening today. Know that you can be healed, and may that help you rise up and radiate as you walk into the world, no matter what pain you're carrying, knowing that you can be healed, delivered, and experience the freedom and hope of heaven today. God bless you. Friend, if today's soul care time stirred something in you, if God brought up wounds, memories, or places in your heart that you know need his healing, I want to invite you to take the next step. You don't have to walk this journey alone. This is what I do in the Soul Care program. I help you bring those places to the Lord, cancel the lies the enemy planted, and receive the healing and freedom Jesus died to give you. If you're ready to go deeper, send me an email at ivory@radiate-lifecoaching.com or click the link in the show notes to schedule a free discovery call. We'll set up a time just for you where you can encounter God in a way that restores your heart and strengthens your spirit. Remember, healing is for you. Let's go after it.